Mr. Chairman, it is indeed an honor for India to see you chairing the 2018 session of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapons System. We are also particularly pleased that a representative from the NAM is chairing this session. We welcome the adoption of the 2017 GG report by consensus, as well as its endorsement by the high contracting parties to the CCW in November last year. We sincerely hope that we can maintain the momentum and continue to discuss this complex and challenging issue in full detail this year. We are heartened by the participation at the GG of experts from capitals as well as representatives from civil society, industry associations, academia, and non-governmental organizations. The broad and diverse participation, the number of working papers submitted by several countries, the activity on social media on this topic, all testify to the keen interest that this subject has evoked across the board. Mr. Chairman, the growing and ever-expanding civilian applications of emerging technologies related to lethal autonomous weapons systems add to the complexity of our work. Several countries today are employing AI to tackle economic and social challenges. India, for one, set up a task force on AI for India's economic transformation, bringing together government and industry representatives, as well as researchers and academicians, to submit concrete recommendations. The task force has recently submitted its recommendations in 10 important domains of relevance to India, wherein AI-based technologies can make a valuable contribution, in particular, on achieving 17 sustainable developmental goals. Driven by the rapid progress in AI research and innovation, we will see intelligent machines influence large parts of our lives in the future. At the same time, these technologies raise legal, technical, and ethical concerns in both civilian and military domains. The task force states, and I quote, "Complete autonomy cannot be given to weaponized platforms due to their potential unpredictability, inability to detect friend or foe in a chaotic and shifting theater of war, which may result in fratricide and the challenges such platforms pose to military command and control. There might also be issues related to law of armed conflict, such as the ability to retract safely during the surrender of the enemy and correctly analyzing situations involving civilians or objects protected by IHL using inbuilt intelligence," unquote. Mr. Chairman, my delegation remains convinced that the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, CCW, is the relevant forum to address the issue of possible expansion of the autonomous dimension of lethal weapon systems, not least because of the fine balance the Convention seeks to strike between humanitarian concerns and military necessity, but also because it provides a dynamic and adaptive platform bringing together multiple stakeholders. Further, we believe that addressing this issue within the framework of the CCW will strengthen the Convention and underline that it is capable of responding meaningfully to evolving new technologies applicable to armed conflict in the 21st century. In our view, the GGU of last year had charted the correct course by flagging the relevant issues of characterization of the systems, man-machine interface, military applications of related technologies, and possible options for addressing the humanitarian and international security challenges. Thus, the INVISA's broad multidimensional sweep shall also ensure that we do not miss out any pathway to potential lethal autonomous weapon systems, nor base ourselves on exaggerated notion of technological capabilities. In conclusion, we see merit in the continued consideration of the issue on the basis of an agreed mandate in the context of CCW. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.